So, you know, I like the term unity consciousness. I like that term because it just goes back to oneness, together, knowing. And the word know, you know, to know, what is the whole duty of man? To know God and keep His commandments, to serve God, to have the mind of Christ, you know. Unity consciousness in the right way is a good thing. But in the bad way, it's a bad thing. And that's true for everything in life. You got the good, and you got the anti. The good and the bad. Unity consciousness. That's why it's so deceptive. It's such a bizarro concept for most people that they don't even know what that means. The word conscious means together. No, that's all it means. Don't try to make it into something kind of weird. When you're facing off with a curriculum in college, or you're facing off with a trade, or you're just together, know it. You, as you work with electrical stuff, you learn it, you know it, you know how it feels, you know how it works, you know the principles, the doctrines, electrical, plumbing, they all have, everything has a doctrine, has a way of working. You can use the, you might say, well, I don't think that word fits. Well, that's fine. It fits, but it don't matter. It don't matter if you see it or not. It fits. Anyway, together turn, together know. Adam knew his wife Eve. When you dig a hole in the ground with some post hole diggers, you know how hard it is. You know. Somebody says, go dig a 10 post hole dig with a post hole digger. Go dig 10 holes 2 foot deep. You already know how long it's going to take. You know how tired you're going to be. You know how much water you're going to need. You just know. You know that you know that you know. So I like the term. But when the world uses it, it's going to be the anti. It's going to be the hive mind. And they're going to be into self-worship instead of worship God. It's the same game. There's no new game. It's all the Genesis 3 repeat. They just create new concepts, new terms, new words, new religion, but it's still a religion. Unity consciousness. That's only true in the spirit. There can only be unity in the spirit. In the natural, there's division. There's always division in the natural. In the spirit, there's oneness. Unity consciousness. I really do like that term, but you're not going to be able to function in it unless you have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of truth, because you can't have unity. Everybody say, well, love, 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 but you can't have love without truth. And it has to be absolute truth based on God's word and his script, not your script, his script. Unity consciousness. I might even use that term, but I'm not going to mean it the way they mean it. The mind of Christ is really what your goal is, to be in the mind of Christ. If you're not in Christ, What are you in? You're in death. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life, but the wrath of God abides on him. If you don't have Jesus, you have death. So all the believers are in unity consciousness already when they get saved, because the truth is in them. The Spirit of truth abides in them. So it's just another word or terminology they try to create to make people think they got something when they ain't got nothing unless they're saved. They ain't got nothing. I just passed a truck, said believe, John 3:16, on the back of a truck. You know how much persecution he gets? You know how many people probably throw eggs on his truck? You know how hard it is to go against the flow? And you can't go against the flow unless there's the Spirit of Christ in you, the Holy Spirit. You won't be able to make it. You won't. You can't flow without God. You can't flow in the truth without God. And so the whole system's flowing downstream and you're flowing upstream. And it's like, how do you do it? You can't do it in your own power. But I do like the sound of that, unity consciousness, but it's really just the mind of Christ is what it should mean. But without being born from above and rightly dividing the word of truth, you can't have the mind of God, the mind of Christ. He made a way. It's good to be introspective. People need to be introspective. And a lot of times it takes a guru, like a sad guru or somebody, to get you to start to try to be spiritual, but you'll try to be spiritual in your own power and you can't do it. It's like a waste of time. It's a waste of time. Let me rephrase that. It's a waste trying to do it in your own energy. Nothing's really a waste of time because it's all a birthing process. But if you're trying to find God, just keep knocking and asking and seeking. If I don't care what you, whatever you have to do, whatever system you have to dance with, if your heart is to find God, then that's fine. You'll eventually, if you seek God with your whole heart, you'll find him. Actually, he'll find you. Actually, he's the one drawing you. If you're looking for God, God is drawing you. The word draw is very important. He's writing, he's drawing, he's pulling you, but he's also writing it, draw, to pull you, to draw you into eternal life. You're being pulled. You're being drawn. You're being drawn into the script that Jesus already fulfilled. The Alpha and the Omega. Why does he say that? Why does he say, I'm the Alpha and the Omega? Why does he use letters? What's on a book? Bunch of letters. What's in a word? Letters. Words are important. Words are powerful. Words reveal the heart. Words reveal everything. If God is drawing you, he's writing a script for you. And the script has already been written before the foundation of the world, and you just enter into it by faith. You appropriate it by faith. You step into what Jesus did, and you actually become a time traveler as a ambassador down here. This is not your home. This place is not even real. Most will not make it. Most will fall by the wayside. The path is just too narrow. Most people, when you say there's one way and that's Jesus alone, the path, that's just too narrow. They just can't give They just can't leave the path. I mean, they can't leave the world, the flesh, life. None of us are perfect. It's about the heart. And it's like, if God sees your heart, you want to leave. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but it's like, just get your heart right. I mean, if we're all still here, that means we have to have stuff to work on. But people don't even want it. We're not talking about perfection. We're not talking about you never mess up. We're talking about the desire of the heart. Enjoy the process. Maybe that's all I can say. Maybe that's what I can say.